All right, got the recorder on. 2 Peter chapter 3, which I have on page 440. Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember within your mind that which you truly want. Remember the promise that your abundance is now. Have faith in your abundance and use it to bring that which you truly desire into your awareness, and also to let all else go. This is the path to your remembering, and it is the power of your own abundance that shall bring you there. Again, because people, misuse the word abundance, the definition of abundance is full awareness of your divine nature. So what this is saying is, have faith in your divine nature and use your divine nature to bring what you truly desire into your awareness. And, I look at that and I think, well, how in the world am I going to do that? Like, if right now I'm totally distracted, in fact, right now the thought of spirituality is kind of making me have an upset stomach. I'm just kind of sick of it. I'm tired of it, right? Because this is where I'm at. How am I, from this point of view, going to use my divine nature to bring my spiritual aspiration back in front of my face, and shift me? So you have to ask them, well, what is your divine nature? And your divine nature is awareness. So it looks something like this. I'm sick and tired of spirit. Right now, the thought of spirituality just gives me an upset stomach. All right, I use my awareness. So how does this feel? Not so great. I'm noticing tension in my shoulders. See, I'm already using my awareness. That's my divine nature. I'm noticing tension in my shoulders, a tension in my back, this upset stomach. Okay, so take a deep breath. Now I'm bringing my divine awareness to my breath. Is that feeling better? I'm bringing my divine awareness to noticing the difference between full resistance and now starting to relax with breath. Yes, that feels better. Okay, breathe a little more then. Now I'm bringing using my divine nature to notice how I'm relaxing. I'm using my divine nature to notice how much better this is starting to feel. Now maybe I'm starting to feel something that I couldn't get in touch with a second ago. I'm starting to feel something in the heart. And now I'm ready to ask, what is it that I really want? I really want to return my attention to my spiritual path. Maybe today I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to go for a walk instead of reading the Bible or NTI or whatever. But I'm going to contemplate my spiritual aspiration, contemplate. You see how you used your divine nature, you used awareness to turn you around. And I ask you, what else would turn you around? Can you think of anything other than your own awareness that's going to turn you around? Nothing. So you start by paying attention right where you're at. But do you know how easy it would be to think, that's it, I'm sick of the spiritual path, and if you don't stop and bring awareness to that, you can continue down that path, right? Mm-hmm. But as soon as you bring awareness to that, your divine nature, you bring awareness to that, and you look at that, immediately it begins to change. Immediately it begins to transform. It kind of reminds me of the Course. It says the ego thrives in darkness, darkness being your non-awareness. But as soon as you bring your awareness, your divine nature to it, it's going to begin to change. Every time. Every time. The only way you could keep it alive is by not looking at it. So, remember within your mind that which you truly want. Remember the promise that your abundance, your divine nature, your awareness is now. Have faith in your abundance, your divine nature, your awareness. And use it to bring that which you truly desire into your awareness, and also to let all else go. This is the path to your remembering, and it is the power of your own abundance that shall bring you there. That which you see is that which you see, because it is that which is in your mind. This is the truth that has always been true. This is the fact that is changeless. It may also be said, that which you experience is that which you have chosen to experience. So this is kind of interesting, because In the last week, we spent time noticing things evaporating. And what we notice is really every moment, that moment evaporates and the next moment comes. In fact, it was Priscilla noticed it so well, she couldn't watch it anymore because it was boggling her mind. Right? Just the evaporation is constant. So what this is saying is whatever I see and whatever I'm experiencing, right, I'm seeing it because it's in my mind, or I'm experiencing it because I have chosen to experience it, and this is a truth that has always been true. That means that in this instant, if I'm experiencing, oh my God, I'm sick of this spiritual path, that's because in this moment, that thought's in my mind. I'm obviously choosing that thought because I'm giving my attention to it and I'm believing it, right? But then if I choose to look at that thought and I choose to say, okay, you know, what does this feel like? Now my experience is I'm noticing. Why am I noticing? Because I chose that thought in my mind to notice, and that's the experience I'm having. And you know, just every instant that can change. So it says this is the fact that's always true. The exact seeing isn't always true. The exact experience isn't always true. Those are evaporating every moment. The fact that's always true is whatever I'm experiencing and seeing now, I'm choosing now. And you have to narrow that down to a nano, 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 nanosecond. And you really do. Because 1 minute, I can hate something. And the next minute, I can be open to it and have total acceptance. If I remember that the only reason I hate it is because right now I'm choosing to hate it. If I can remember that, then in the next nanosecond, the same thing can still be there. It hasn't evaporated yet, but my experience of it has evaporated because I make a different choice. Or I can hold on to that choice for 30 years. It could have long evaporated. Maybe I hate someone and that person even died, right? And I can still hate them because I haven't made a different choice. So, you know, the most important thing about how we experience this world of form, both what's here and what's not here, because the person that died isn't here anymore, right? The most important thing about how we experience this world of form isn't the world of form itself, which we've already noticed is evaporating, but my choice about it. My choice about it, right? And that I can change even faster than the form itself. The form can still be completely present, and I can change the way I want to look at it. I can change the way I want to think about it. I can change the way I want to feel about it. In order to do that, I need my divine awareness. I need to bring awareness to, very quickly, how does it feel to hate this guy? Oh, that's so good. Okay, done with that then, you know? I need to bring awareness to whatever my choice is in order to make another choice, right? So, that which you see is that which you see because it is that which is in your mind. That's in this nanosecond. This is the truth that has always been true. This is the fact that is changeless, that will always be true. I can change my mind about how I want to see it, but how I see it right now is what I'm choosing right now. That's always, always, always true. It may also be said, that which you experience is that which you have chosen to experience. This is the sign of your abundance. See, whatever I put my awareness on, I'm going to experience. So if I put my awareness on a hate thought right now, I experience hate. If I put my awareness on a acceptance right now, I experience acceptance. If I put my awareness on lack right now, I experience lack. If I put my awareness on trust right now, I experience trust. Right? That's always going to be true. So this is the sign of your abundance. This is the truth of what you are and what it is that you do. You put your awareness on things and you experience those things. That's what you do. This is the only truth, since all else is changing, and only that which is changeless can be called truth, and the awareness is what's changeless. The peace within you knows this truth and is grateful for it, For the peace within knows it is your own truth. For the peace within knows it is your own truth that is your salvation. Again, because I can do with that awareness what I choose to do. I can put my attention where I choose to put it. You are eternal. And that which is changeless is eternal with you. Because that which is changeless is what you are. You are the process of creation that is God. And this process is eternal. This is your true abundance. True abundance is that which you are. There is nothing to fear because the peace within you knows the truth of you. It is peace that shall prevail beyond all illusions which have forgotten you. One of the things I was talking to Francine about in the car, she was saying something about not feeling, like going through a phase right now of not feeling fully committed. I don't remember what words you used.
Yeah.
And I said, well, God's not fully committed with you right now then, you know, because what this is really saying is we cannot separate ourselves from our God nature. Remember, the awareness is the same. Whether you're committed right now or not committed right now, the awareness is the same. It doesn't shift and change, and it's right here with us. It's right here with us no matter what we're choosing. So, there is nothing to fear because the peace within you knows the truth of you. It is peace that shall prevail beyond all illusions which have forgotten you. Glory be to your peace, which is beyond all illusions. Here the word peace and awareness would be synonymous. This isn't talking about the feeling of peace. This is talking, you know, you're, again, if you look at the awareness for a moment, it is complete peace. I mean, you know, it has no noise to it, it has no movement to it, it has no thought to it. It is complete peace. So this is what this word peace means. Glory be to your peace, which is beyond all illusions. Through your choice, illusions of forgetfulness shall fade away. Through your remembrance, the joy and glory of your abundance shall be your only knowledge. So if I can take my awareness as attention, and I can place my awareness on a hate thought and feel hate, or I can place my awareness on a love thought and feel love, can't I also place my awareness on awareness and know myself? Yeah. That's what this is saying, right? Because that's the fact that's always true. I'm going to experience whatever I place my awareness on. So I can place it on hate, experience hate, love, experience love, awareness, and know myself. Verses 14 to 16. Remain in peace within the quiet of your mind, where your abundance is felt and known. So this is really asking us to do that awareness, you know, watching awareness practice. Put my attention on myself. Remain in peace. Again, this isn't the emotion of peace. This doesn't mean don't be angry. This is saying remain in that peace that, you know, there's no thought there. There's no movement there. It is peace. Remain focused on that. Remain in peace. Within the quiet of your mind where your abundance is felt and known. Focus on your abundance. Sometimes this is called awareness, watching awareness. Ask it to lead you to salvation. Ask it to take you all the way home. What some masters will say, and I believe them even though I don't have the direct experience myself, but what they say is this awareness that we're aware of as we still sit here non-awake, is actually not the awareness. They say the awareness is like the sun, and the awareness that we're aware of is like the sunbeam. So it's even though it's the best we can do is to reflect on it, that's still not it with a capital I. However, how else are you going to find the sun except by following the sunbeam, right? So even though it's not the absolute divine awareness that we're going to wake up to, they recommend paying attention to it anyway, because then we're following the sunbeam back to the sun. So this says, focus on your abundance, ask it to lead you to salvation. You see, take me back to the sun. Take me back to divine awareness. Through thine own abundance, thy true will shall be known. Thy true will is this, to know thyself. To know thyself is to know thy truth, and to know thy truth is to recognize true abundance as it truly is. Amen. And that is the end of 2 Peter. So, what we learned in 2 Peter chapter 3 is, again, we're going to experience whatever we put our attention on. That's a fact that's always true. But then it actually makes a recommendation that since that's always true, and since what you really want beyond anything else is to know yourself, why not put your attention on awareness and ask it to lead you home, right? So if you guys are up for it, maybe we can spend some time this week doing awareness, watching awareness. Literally, set some time aside in your day. You know, even if you can only get 5 minutes, then just do 5 minutes. If you can get more, do more, but set some time aside. Ask the people that live with you not to disturb you. Sit and do nothing, but put attention on awareness so that you're not distracted. You know, and when you get taken away from it, remember what you're doing, remember why you're sitting here, and bring your attention back. And just spend time putting attention on awareness, and remember that the reason that you're doing it is that you want to know your true self, your divine self. And the way to know your divine self is not by putting your attention out there on the world, not even by putting your attention out there on thought. That won't work. You have to put your attention on the sunbeam that's coming from your divine self and follow it back. And so spend time this week. If you can, every day. You know, I mean, everybody has different lives. But just awareness, watching awareness. All right? Now, it's up to you. I mean, we can stop there, or we can start 1 John. 1 John is very short. I'll let you guys decide.
I'd rather stop there.
Okay.
Myself. That's my opinion. I do, too.
That's good.
Strong.
Okay, good.
Nice. And ask you, you know, how you did that Sunday at Divine Science Church. And you said it was obvious.
Oh, yes.
You were going to tell me what you presented, and then you said what we're going to do, and so on.
Yeah, because, of course, you know it happened a little differently here.
I know. So I was just wondering if you could maybe share a bit of that.
Absolutely. In fact, it will help you with this week's assignment. Okay, so I will. I still have the recorder running, too, just to let you guys know. So what I asked them to focus on in Divine Science, and I only had like 15 minutes with these people, so I don't know how much of it they got. They all seemed quite happy afterwards, though, so they must have got some sliver of it. But what I asked them to focus on is, first of all, if you just look at this moment right here, and notice that it seems real. I mean, we all hear that the world's an illusion, yada, yada, yada. But if you look at this moment, it seems real, huh? Do you agree with that statement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But can you remember the conversation we were having before I turned on the recorder, and we were talking about ISIS and awareness? Do you remember that conversation? Does that conversation in this moment seem as real to you as this does? No. Even though it only happened 45 minutes ago, it doesn't seem as real, right? And there's a reason for that. The reason for that is that what you are is here in this moment. It's not in memory. It's not in the past. So what makes this moment seem real is you. You are literally the light that makes the world seem real. You're literally the light of the world. Your reality is real. And since your reality is shining on this moment seems real. As soon as this moment's in the past, your reality isn't shining on it anymore. It's stored in memory banks, but it doesn't have that same quality of realness once it's in memory banks, because you aren't there, you're here. You're always here. So it's not that the passing stuff is real. It's that you're real and your light is shining on the passing stuff, making it appear real. So another thing you can do is you can contemplate, and this is kind of like contemplating nothing, but you can do it because I do it all the time. You can contemplate, you can literally look around, maybe even start by looking at things, although in a way I look at the space rather than the thing. But you can look around and notice your whatever it is that you are that is shining out and making that appear real. Can you see it? Can you feel it? And notice that, because it's not in memory. When you look back in a memory, that quality is not there. And that is what people call I am. That's the I am. The I am is what people call that. But it's what makes this moment appear real. So I spent 15 minutes or so repeating that in different ways. That's all I did. I don't remember everything I said, but I spent 15 minutes repeating that and just really bringing their attention to the fact that the reason this moment seems real is because of you, your light, your realness shining out. You're seeing yourself. And every time you see something that appears real, you're seeing your own reality. Is that it? Okay, then I will turn off the recorder and we will go into just a little bit of reflective silence.